You're listening to Irish Beats and B102 and B103. That's Tin Pan Alley, the brand new single from David Keenan. And it was announced there about 2 weeks ago that he has signed with Ruby Works Records, which is probably Ireland's most successful independent record label. They've had a little bit of success with a guy called Hozier. So he's in good company there. David Keenan does have an album coming out in 2020, and that's a little taster for that. He's one of those guys, when you see him live, it all makes sense. And I think they've captured it really well on that track there. Right, earlier this week I met up with Wallace Bird. Now, I make no bones about this, I'm a huge Wallace Bird fan. I think she is one of the best. She's the real deal. She does it all. She's fantastic. She's a fabulous singer, fabulous songwriter, brilliant musician, and she's got really interesting things to say. So I sat down with her the other day and we had a chat about her new album, and she played a couple of tracks, and I'm going to play that for you now. Listen out for the second track. She does a version of To My Bones, which is one of her tracks from a few years ago. And if you listen carefully, about 30 seconds into the song, she breaks a string and she keeps on going. So you'll hear a kind of a little twang, but she keeps on going. That's going to be coming up in a few minutes, but listen out for that. And consummate professional that Wallace Bird is, she kept on going. Anyway, when I sat down with her, her new album Woman is coming out on the 27th of September, coming out next week, and it's her sixth studio album. And I kind of started the conversation by asking her if she ever kind of reflects on the work that she's done so far.
I do that probably when I start recording another record. That's when I stop and really sit back, and I go through my back catalog, which is always embarrassing if somebody catches you. It usually happens on a plane. Where someone's like, "You listening to your own music?" I'm like, "Well, I'm doing it for, you know, research, to know what I shouldn't do again."
You're not trying to get the Spotify plays up.
Yeah, and leave it on repeat overnight and just sleep when silence. And I do. I mean, I have to. I'm always trying to encourage myself to do something different every time. And so that would be a big. And I'm very thankful for my life. Like I have a really interesting and lucky life. So I suppose a lot of my time is spent kind of moving forward and being thankful for what happened. So yeah, there'd be a lot of time spent retrospectively. Living in my own past.
It's important to kind of remember where we've come from to understand where we're going. I mean, and where you're going now is Woman is released on the 27th of September. So it's very, very close. The artwork on it is quite striking, which I might ask you about in a second. But in the past couple of years, I'm thinking about your past few albums. So we have Woman, Home, Architect. Okay, there's a kind of a starkness to Architect and Home in terms of the visual style, and the songwriting style is quite raw. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm straight up, I have not heard Home. I've only heard two tracks from it. I've not heard Woman. I've only heard two tracks from it. So straight up, I haven't heard the whole thing yet. I'm really looking forward to it. But there seems to be kind of themes that go to your records. Mm-hmm. So what would be the theme that runs through Woman, if there is one?
There's a very strong theme of this motto that I'm after inventing, which is love, respect, peace, sex, death, healing. And that's the kind of the start, the basis of where the record comes from. So life in the last couple of years politically has been just an absolute tectonic shift. You know, I mean, it's as if the system or the empire is coming undone or something. I feel like and Mother Nature is screaming out right now to say, like, we all have to make changes spiritually and physically in the way that we've done things in the last 50 years, for example. So this record is about, say, in 2019, this is where I feel, this is what I'm recognizing, what I want to write about. So human rights, basically vulnerable people's rights, and saying we have to pay attention and mind each other because we could end up just free-flowing into a World War III if we don't take care of people who are vulnerable or refugees, for example. And politics is changing. We have, you know, there's a real estate reality show abuser in the White House, which is like, how did this come to be? We didn't think we would get here, but there's interesting times.
And do you think it's important for music to reflect the world around it?
I think it's a duty. There's been a load of there's been nearly two decades there of kind of non-political or non-revolution songs being mainstream music. For example, like in the 60s in America, like most music was just revolution songs, and we've had a good couple of generations. Like there's been no war, we've, you know, productivity and all of these interesting, you know, the world has become very productive and moved forward in humanitarian rights as well. So there was time there where things are good, you know, but things are, it's as if the pendulum swings too far and then things have to go bad again or something. I sound so negative.
It doesn't, no, but it shows what I like about that is that this isn't just, here's 10 songs that I wrote that are just packaged up and boom, out they go. That there's clearly a kind of a thought process that runs through them, which I'm very much looking forward, listening forward to hearing properly. I always think that's weird. I'm looking forward to hearing that. Makes no sense.
That's really nice though, listening
but,
forward
you know,
to it. Yeah.
But it is. But if we could maybe flip it around to one of the songs, because you're going to perform a track for us live now. And as an example of that, one of the tracks from the album is As the River Flows. It was the first single and you're going to perform it for us now in a second. Mm-hmm. So how does that fit in with the theme of the record?
Well, again, it's coming back to that theme of love, respect, peace, sex, death, healing. That I think if we're not talking about what's happening in the world, we're missing a huge opportunity for a change and for changing together and, I suppose, care and empathy. I feel like there's... At the moment, with so much social media and so much information, it's kind of a turning point about what's real and what should be real. And so I sang a song. I wrote that song, As the River Flows, when I saw that little boy. He's a little Syrian boy who's 3 years old, and he was found on the beach, you know. And I think that visual changed everything, certainly for me. But now people were faced with a very extremely tragic visual of a little boy. I mean, an absolutely defenseless, innocent person who shouldn't be part of a crisis. There shouldn't be a crisis, and sadly, there is a lot of racism that came through that, and the refugee crisis sparked a lot of problems. I mean, it was used heavily in Brexit, and here we are with. Faced with kind of right-wing politics in Europe and the rise of it. And so the refugee crisis for me is extremely important, because we're talking about people, like straight up one-on-one. Like, and if I think we just need to recognize that it's not a group or it's not
an abstract number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you
exactly.
mean.
Yeah, it's people. So the song is a conversation with one particular person that I went to school with who... is an extreme racist, and I use that opportunity to kind of point it out to him and say, like, look, this is, you have children, this, remember this little boy. I didn't feel very comfortable about naming the child, I have to say. Still don't feel comfortable about that, but I've come to a point in my writing where I think I should be at a point where people can critique me, and I think I need to be open that up for myself as well, and because I need to learn a lot more about what's going on in the world around me, and I suppose I need to open up conversations about it. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, here we go. This is As the River Flows from Wallace Bird Live.
And as the river flows, will you? And I am made of water, surging into history, universal mystery. All in all, we cannot choose the life that we were given, so we move across the land to sky to sea, looking for more than we were offered. Are we not allowed? Are you still where your mother pushed you out? I doubt that this is true. If you can move, then I will too. To the land, to the sea, to safety, to safety, to safety. To the land, to the mouth of the sea, to the land, to the sea. To safety, to safety, to safety. Overcoming mystery. Overcoming mystery. Oh. For humankind, a baby lost its family, lost its life. Don't turn your face away. Don't tell me borders are for jobs and civic order when I know you see it differently. You want your pilot, what you want it. Walk a mile, walk 2,000 miles, walk 3,000 miles, you. To the land, to the sea, to safety, to safety, to safety. To the land, to the mouth of the sea, to the land, to the sea, to safety, to safety, to safety. Overcoming mystery, overcoming mystery. 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 Overcoming mystery.
That's As the River Flows there, performed by Wallace Bird, who's here with me in studio. You'll find the studio version of that on her new album, Woman, which is released on the 27th of September. So you mentioned that's about the kind of refugee crisis and is inspired by that very famous image of the boy washed up on the beach. But you live in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So you're from Dublin originally. Your family moved to Wexford, and now you're in Germany. So you're kind of
Meath.
Oh, Meath.
I'll be shot if I.
Sorry.
They're like, what? You're forgetting where you're.
Oh, sorry. Apologies. It's my mistake,
not
your mistake.
No, no.
But so you're in Germany now, which of course has featured quite heavily in this crisis.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can understand why it's maybe something that's very close to you, as well as the kind of the general humanity of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But say, Germany has a bit of a reputation in the artistic community as being quite welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your experience of that as opposed to Ireland?
The first time, that's a hard question because I hate being negative or I hate pointing out negative points. But
No, it's fair enough. I mean, there's been a lot of people who have talked about it in the past, particularly about the price of rent and blah, 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 cost of living. I mean, David Kitt is on record talking about things. Dahi is on record talking about things. So there's nothing, you know, we're not singling out Wallace Bird.
No.
And you're allowed to go. It's okay. Yeah. Worked out well for Beckett. So there you go.
Right. Oh, very good. There's like, I moved to Berlin in Germany because it's mainland Europe. First reason why I moved there is because it's such a cracking city. It's really... the history of the war and the history of the people and the wall it's just a hub of artists, all sorts of artists. And they really go deep in there and life is taken extremely seriously. So I found that very attractive, very open-minded. And it's in mainland Europe, so I knew that I wanted to tour my ass off. So I can basically drive over to Mongolia if I wanted to. So that's helped me and the survival of my career a lot. And also the city has for a long time been like dirt cheap. Rent is a third of what it is in Ireland, for example. And that's afforded me free time to think and to be creative and allow the muse to hit me. You know, I don't have to work a 9-to-5 or something. And so that's why a lot of, when a city like that spurs on a lot of creative people, it becomes a cool place, and then people want to move to the cool place, and then everything changes, and then the artists have to move to somewhere else. And so it's always a fluid thing, which is, but the sense that why, one thing about the German community is that one thing I got, one of my first gigs in Germany, they gave me a hot meal before the show, hot meal, a dinner. And I just said, this is a game changer. Mm. I'd never gotten a hot meal before a show in Ireland.
Really?
Never. And I was like, game changer. Yeah. Basis, the basis, if you want me to work well, feed me. And, you know, that's...
It sounds like such a simple, common thing. You
can't
know,
live without food.
Yeah.
And you can't live without culture. Yeah. So I was there going, oh, you've married two good things there.
Could you ever see yourself moving back to Ireland?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love Ireland. Like, I'd probably move to Kerry or something like that.
Because it's the only place you could afford.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, it's funny that the conversation is first thing on the lips when I meet up with anybody is the price of everything. And so I guess it's got to change. I mean, we thought it might change with the recession, but what's next, you know?
And how long have you been away? Sorry, again.
So I've lived in Berlin for, I lived in London.
London, yeah.
I moved away in 2004.
So here we are in 2018. So it's 15 years, right?
Yeah.
Which is a fair stretch of time.
It's a long time.
Can you kind of have, do you have any sort of reflections on how maybe how Ireland has changed from where you left in 2004 to where we are now?
Absolutely. Like, I feel like I became more interested in the land that I'm from because I moved away from it.
Yeah, it's a common theme. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lovely thing to be able to look at it kind of in third person. Because I love Ireland and I'm very lucky. We're very lucky as people that wherever we go, we're kind of welcomed. I don't know how that happened, you know, through history. But so, yeah, I love the culture and the history of Ireland, and I love seeing where it's going and how it has been in the world scale. And like the music, watching the music change over time, like instrumental bands became a thing in 2009 and now it's back to singer-songwriter, like singer-songwriter scene rinsed itself dry and then came bands and all of these kind of fluctuations in the scene. And obviously then culturally, like to see Ireland just become one of the most liberal countries in the whole world now with the gay rights referendum and repeal the eighth and all of these.
Do I remember you being part of the Home to Vote hashtag Home to Vote thing?
I wasn't part.
Were
no,
you not,
I
mean, no?
I was certainly in. Like, I was certainly there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot like
not
that.
At but all,
it's just
no,
I had
no.
something in my head about that. Yeah.
No, there was a load of really cool musicians. What do you call it? They got super involved. Like Jess Kavanagh from Bark did a wonderful thing where she herself and Liam Wanley bought a Killian Murphy. That's who it was. Bought a bus and sent like a load of people over to Roscommon. And because for the repeal referendum.
Oh, so people who got in to get back to Roscommon
from
to vote.
Dublin wow. to Roscommon took a bus and took like 250 people and went door to door to talk to people. And I wrote a song called Repeal, which is on the record, which is a celebration of the pain and the hardship that whole scene was. And just to say, look, we came through that together. That was a traumatic moment in Ireland's history, and just everything that everybody went through together, in even in a fight or in a community spirit or something, there was something so strong went on there. And I feel like most people were heard, and that's really something hugely important to reflect upon. So, yeah.
Well, let's take a pause there and let's play a track from the album. So this is the current single. It's Life is Long. And you wrote this about holiday with your parents in the west of Ireland, which is not trying to be flippant, but it's the only one I have.
Yeah.
If I had Repeal, I'd play it there, but I don't. So we get that one on the way in a little while. Okay, this is Wallace Bird in conversation on Beat 102.103. That is Life is Long from Wallace Bird, and that's the current single from her album Woman, which is released on the 27th of September. September. Right, so Wallace, new album, and you've got a, as well as a striking musical style, and you do have a very unique style. I mean, I think you could hear a song and you know that's a Wallace Bird
song.
Oh,
yay, there's, that's deadly.
You know, you don't sound like anyone else, and I don't think anyone else sounds like you. Not yet, anyway. there's a girl from Wexford, Rachel Grace. She
yes,
might be nipping at your heels.
She's wonderful.
But there you go. Yeah. I've seen the cover art of this. I've only seen it in a kind of a picture online. I haven't seen the kind of the LP yet, but which I'm looking forward to devouring at some stage. Mm. You've a lot going on in this artwork. Mm. It's quite colourful,
yeah,
which is a contrast to your last two records. It's almost like some of your earlier records, like New Boots, very colourful, and Spoons. Is that also a reflection of where you're at? I mean, visually, you strike me as somebody who has an aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say, or is that blown smoke up?
No, that's, I mean, I would be very thankful for that, because everything's just been so mixed. I've always tried out different styles, and some people were like, why don't you stick with a certain style and just do that? I was like, well, sure, why would I do that when I can do anything else, you know? So having an aesthetic is not, it's not something that I ever thought that I had, because it was just constantly shifting around. But yeah, I'll take that.
and the artwork that you have on Woman, is that something you did yourself, or did somebody else do that?
That's an artwork by a Spanish artist called Maria Torres, and she's a good friend of mine. She's a really psychedelic artist. Mm. She uses very strong themes in her record about the reproductive system, the body, liberal body progression. Mm. And so she's just one. I have her art all over my house, like, and it just made a lot of sense, because she's been a very inspirational woman to me. She's extremely spiritual. She's an extremely kind and gentle person, and also a really big, bold brat. We have great crack together, you know. And so she taught me an awful lot about being at one with your body and your mind. She's a yoga teacher. And I know all of this stuff sounds very esoteric and a little bit trendy or something, but it really helps to be deep thinking and kind to yourself and kind to your thoughts. And so we spent 3 months making the cover of this record. Mm. We would have very, very long phone calls. We went on holiday together, and there's so much symbolism. There's feminine symbolism, there is again bodily symbolism, sexual symbolism, safety symbolism. There's past, present, future, and there are three fates who are swimming towards land, and that represents humans and movement of humans. And she's really hard on symbolism, so everything that you look at, she's spent some time, and it means something to her.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the full thing and enjoying that in LP form, because I think there's something about I've discovered about, as I've rediscovered vinyl in my old age, about the enjoyment of the cover and also the sleeve notes and things like that. I'm actually reading who played certain things on things again, you know, which is something I used to do years and years ago and fell out of with streaming and even CDs, because the text would be really small and you just couldn't be bothered. But that's that. Right, come here. So the album is out on 27th of September, and if you go to your website, wallacebird.com, there's about 100 million tour dates, because you do like to play everywhere. But there are some that are of interest to us here, in that in November, around about November time, you're back in Ireland and you've got a whole slew of dates. Probably the one that's most interest is the 22nd of November, and that's in the Wexford Opera House, and that should be a really important one for you.
It's such a good venue.
Yeah.
Like coming home, it's very, very important, because they let you know how they feel about you.
The Wexford people will let you know everything. They throw results at you if they're singing off key. And you also have other dates. I mean, you're playing all over Ireland. You're playing in Limerick, in Dublin. You're in Vicar Street the night before. You're also in Galway, Cork, the Everyman Theatre on the 24th. But if you go to wallacebird.com, all details are there. And tickets are available for those shows, I assume.
Yes, through that website, yeah.
And you can also pre-order the album if you wish.
You can, which is a lovely thing. I'm so excited, like, it's coming out in a few days, and it's something that I'm kind of like, if I'm dead tomorrow, that's grand now. I'm happy with that.
Well, okay, well then, speaking about the future, and let's say I have a magic wand and I can grant you one wish, One musical wish, right? One musical wish. It has to be a kind of musical wish. It can't be like a professional wish. It can't be, you know, an end to the refugee crisis. Okay. But let's say I can offer you one professional wish fulfilled. What would it be?
To teach, to have a school.
Okay.
Yeah, to teach music or all things music therapy, really. So to use it as more of a therapy, that would be deadly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Deadly. That's so selfless. You know what
oh
I mean?
Oh my like, God.
That's other people listen. It's like to go to number one, to do this, to that, the other thing, to sell out the Wembley, you know.
I want to do that too. Like. I'm completely selfless.
No. But it'll be, an exclusive school where, you know, that's really funded well.
That'd be nice just to be able to like buy a load of instruments and give it to kids. Like that'd be deadly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Yeah. It would.
It would be cool.
Yeah. Right, Wallace is going to finish up with one song here. This is an old one, but a very, very good one. So what's this?
This one is To My Bones, the happiest bleeding tune I've ever written in my life, the world ever. It's so over the top.
Kissing the lips of strangers, we're hugging whoever next we meet. Oh life, I love you to my bones. When everything's shut, we're listless. Take him home and cook them dinners and sing. Oh life, I love you to my bones. Domino's and medicine, it's who you are and who you win. Take a seat and let it grow. The world will love you. Woo! Elephants of memory and alphabet of chemistry. All of these things have made me Roscoe and Beanie. Laughter and no TV. I broke a string, yeah. And fisticuffs and tons of love. I've got firesides and Dutch gold. There's no such thing as too old. And my fortune is my home. My home and all I know. We had the whole pub doing limbo. Everybody was tearing up the floor. Oh life, I love you to my bones. Everything's just so simple when you're laughing until your face is sore. Oh life, I love it to my bones. Domino's and medicine, it's who you are and who you win. Take a seat and let it grow. The world will love you. Woo! Elephants of memory and alphabet of chemistry. All of these things have made me Roscoe and Beanie. Laughter and no TV. I've got punchlines and fisticuffs and tons of luck. I've got firesides and Dutch gold. There's no such thing as too old. And my fortune is my home and all I know. Cause oh life, I love you to my bones.
There you go.
There you go. That's Wallace Bird. I met up with her during the week. I just played out her interview there. That was absolutely fantastic. She broke a string during that song, To My Bones, and she was playing it. And she just kept on going and just somehow reconfigured her fingers to just use the other five strings. It was just brilliant. It was amazing. She really is a professional and an absolute joy to listen to. New album, Woman, is out next week. You should definitely check it out because it's a brilliant record. Okay. Earlier on, we mentioned about Colin McCunumra, who was playing in Kilkenny, and he said who was going to be supporting him was The Man Whom, who was also from Wexford, as well as Wallace Bird. So I'm going to close out the show by playing Nothing Gained by The Man Whom.